but there are other things that go that happen within your body that can actually have you balding, your nervous disorders, the things that you eat or the things that you're not eating, certain trace minerals and supplements and vitamins that your body may not be absorbing to actually promote hair growth.
And what are some of those things that promote hair growth?
First of all, you need protein.
That'll work.
You need protein. I am actually one that went completely bald at the top of my scalp.
Wow.
And it was when I had a nervous breakdown, and I think I was about 19,
mm-hmm.
and I had stopped eating meat, and I didn't know anything about the type of protein that you're supposed to have in your body. And you can't just stop eating meat. You have to supplement it. So in conjunction with the nervous breakdown and me not getting the supplement, the protein that I should have been getting in my body, my hair came out at the top. I mean, like Hair Club for Men, bald at the top.
Oh, wow.
Completely bald. And not like hair breakage. It was like smooth as a baby's behind.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Now, I was bald.
Could you say that one more time, what caused it? Because I know, especially in California, that we are very health conscious out here. And a lot of people, the first thing they want to do is get rid of their meat. And and I think you made the point to say that when you got rid of your meat, you had to supplement it with something.
Yeah,
with
like with protein shakes or fish. You probably need to consult a doctor when you decide to do something like that. You just don't, you know, delete something out of your diet that, you know, that drastic.
Right.
And if I had known, then what I know now.
Now I know because I've done this myself, so I am an expert, that you can have too much protein or apply too much protein to your hair.
Yes.
And it'll cause a problem.
Yes, actually to your hair.
Yes, your hair.
Yes. protein has a tendency topically to, like, it strengthens your hair, but sometimes you can strengthen it where it becomes dry, hard, and brittle.
Yes.
And it will break right off.
I know
break
that.
Right off. So,
we have two testimonies here, y'all.
When you're doing hot oil treatments, especially if you're doing something like that at home,
mm-hmm.
you need to buff it down with a conditioner.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.